I'm LaVon.
I'm Miss Nene.
Welcome to our program, which we hope you all know is Family Fun in the Kitchen with LaVon and Miss Nene. And Miss Nene, you know, we've just been talking about the whole Christmas holiday, Christmas itself, but there's one more special day coming up.
And we have to keep loosening our belts for this one too, because there will be more food involved with it, when more than likely it will be in New Year's celebrations that we have those treats and those wonderful delicacies that people enjoy preparing and sharing.
And many families have special traditions for New Year's Eve or New Year's Day, just like they do for other holidays. And we're not going to do a recipe for it, but, you know, my family, that was oyster stew.
Oh, yes. No, we didn't. I didn't grow up on oyster stew. For us, it was on, well, not so much New Year's Eve, but it was more New Year's Day, and we'd go into my grandpa and grandma's house, who lived in the city, and we, of course, we're Germans. And always the greeting at the door was, Frohliches Neues Jahr! and that means Happy New Year. So that was what I always remember about New Year's Day.
Mm-hmm. Well, along with the oyster stew, we always had to have that relish tray.
Wonderful.
Kind of, you know, carrots and celery and maybe radishes. Or usually you had some radishes in the grocery store at that time that came from, you know, Arizona or somewhere. Maybe some pickles, maybe, you know, all that fresh kind of thing that, you know, if you are French, you might say they're crudités.
And what are crudités?
It's just what we call a relish tray.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not sure now which verbiage I want to use, which language.
Just, you know, cut up those celery, so on and so forth. But, you know, you can just cut those up and put them all in one big dish, but you could also make that kind of fancy. One of the things that I like to do is I had some clear drinking glasses, and so I cut the carrots and the celery into taller pieces and put them into different glasses, and, you know, you have some tall pickles and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And just makes a pretty arrangement that you could even use, you know, on a buffet table or something.
Oh, wonderful, yes. Yeah, so. And it makes it so much easier for the guests to pick up that way. It's all contained in a glass.
Yeah, just finger food. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. And, you know, many people will offer a dip or some kind of sauce to go with it, but that's up to you. So that's just one of the kinds of things that can go with a meal, but it could also be just out there for snacking, too. Mm-hmm. I think it's nice to give people a choice of what they would like to snack on. Maybe watching a football game. You know, that's another sort of a tradition, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's true.
Watching a football game and have to have some kind of snacks. So having some kind of vegetables is really nice to add to the choices. But there are so many more kinds of things that people have traditionally or may want to try something new.
Yes, and you've been down to the Tinderbox, who sponsors our show, and you have found a great product that would make an exciting New Year's Eve food product dip.
And easy, something you can make ahead, and easy to put out, and I think relatively inexpensive. Because you start with a box of saltine crackers.
Okay. And they're
pretty
not very expensive.
No.
The whole box.
The whole box. All right. That's, you go, oh, my goodness, box.
Do you want salted or unsalted?
I guess it probably doesn't matter, because when you go to the Tinderbox, you'll buy this savory powdered mix. And I'm sure it has lots of seasonings in it. Mm-hmm. And I'm guessing it has some salt in it, too. So, you know, you could probably decide which way you want to go. And this is something that you need to do ahead. And that's kind of nice, too, right?
Yes.
And you could do them anytime, because if it's 2 weeks ahead that you were going to do it, you know, we're closer than that. But you could put them in the freezer. They freeze wonderfully, too.
Oh, how nice. Yes. And so they, even if they're not all consumed at the party, they can be put away in the freezer and taken out later.
Save them for another little get-together or something. Mm-hmm. So really easy, you know, you just put them in a big plastic bag, put the savory powder in, put the oil in, kind of just shake it up, and pretty soon you've got the crackers all covered.
So there's no baking?
No baking.
Oh, how easy.
Yeah. And I kind of like them, you know, and we may talk about some other choices we have where you kind of take handfuls of something. Mm-hmm. I kind of like the whole cracker because you could just pick up one. I mean, you could pick up more if you want, but you can pick up one, and they don't shatter because they now have the oil in them.
Okay.
So it's not like you're going to take a bite and they're going to, you know, like a soda cracker fly into pieces. And everybody that's tasted them that I know of say, ooh, these are good. Mm-hmm. And they have just a little heat. I'm not a person who likes much heat. And so that first bite, you kind of go, and then it kind of get a little, just a little.
A little zippy.
Just a little, but not too much. And so, and I think there may be even some different flavors. But anyhow, that's one thing to check out. And then she has some wonderful mixes for cheese balls, which would be another thing you could put on your table for a snack. Mm-hmm. And even some soup mixes. And maybe that's something that you want to have for part of the entertaining is some soup. So lots of things to check out at the Tinderbox.
Well, let's have her sell out all these ingredients. Wouldn't that be fun?
Yes. And I think she's been doing that. It's been so popular. So that tells you something else about how good it is, how easy it is, how quick it is. And I hear people say, I want something quick and easy, but I want it to be taste good too.
Well, and I think after the holidays, after the cooking and the baking that is associated with Christmas, let's put it that way, Thanksgiving up through Christmas and all the parties and events and entertaining that occurs between that Thanksgiving time and New Year's Eve, it comes to some point that you're just saying, oh, I really don't want to cook anymore. Or if I do, I want it to be very easy. And yet, I want it to be a showstopper, if at all possible. And this is one of those items that
something they'll go away and say, ooh, those are really good. Where did you buy those?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you say, I made them myself. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to remind people too, now nuts are another kind of good snack thing.
Mm-hmm.
And if people want to listen to one of our past programs, we did one about nuts. And there was a recipe on there for spiced nuts. And that would make a good thing to add to your table, too. Still a little sweetness there, but...
good nutrition, coming from the nut.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Good thing just to be able to pick up and eat.
Mm-hmm.
So lots of opportunities there. And, you know, we've talked about soda crackers, and we're talking about the square soda crackers. But lots of people like oyster crackers done in different ways.
Well, they are a fun little cracker. I happen to have a recipe. They're called crazy crackers. And this recipe was given to my mother-in-law, who then in turn shared it with me. But it was given to her by a great ranch wife, a friend in the sandhills of Nebraska. And this recipe for crazy crackers reminds me very much of what we just spoke about, only this takes a little more... procedure in order to get it done, because you use oil, oyster crackers or Ritz bits, and then a variety of seasonings, including lemon pepper, garlic powder, and a package of Hidden Valley Ranch salad dressing.
All easily available.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. And this is baked then in a slow oven and stirred, and voila, you have a zippy-tasting little snack cracker.
This is one that you probably don't walk away from, although it's not going to burn because it's at such slow temperature, but it's something you do while you're doing something else in the kitchen, because it takes, I don't know, 45 minutes or somewhere in that neighborhood.
And
it's not a long term.
And you do need to stir it in between times, just so that it doesn't stick or burn to the bottom of the pan.
And, you know, I know a lot of people have those kinds of recipes, but they may want to check this one out. It's always fun to see what the difference is.
Mm-hmm.
And, from the sandhills of Nebraska, I mean, this is one you maybe don't have. It would be fun to try.
That's true. And and Velma was a very good cook. Well, what sandhills rancher's wife isn't a very good cook? They had to learn how to cook and satisfy their family.
They had to be, because they had to be pretty independent out there in the sandhills. Mm-hmm. You didn't just run to the store every day or every, you know.
Every week.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. So plan ahead for that. And you can just have great fun with a variety of items for your snacking for the football game or the New Year's Eve party or whatever.
And this recipe, or even what we talked about previous to that recipe, are certainly items that can be made with the help of your children, or the children can do it themselves. It's easy enough and requires few ingredients. And why not, while they're home still for the holidays, why not make some of those family memory baking cooking times? You know, you might be surprised during this cooking baking time in the kitchen how the children will open up and talk about other situations in their lives. It's when a child knows that an adult has time for them, they will go ahead and just feel that bond, and that's then when conversation starts.
Make those memories.
That's right. Thank you for listening to us today. We're just so glad that you joined us. And we hope and that you have a very blessed 2015. And do that by sharing time together with your family to make fond family memories in the kitchen.